This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations warns of the potential for violence on a greater scale in Myanmar as protesters stage their biggest demonstration to date against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Thousands of demonstrators gathered Wednesday in the streets of Yangon, Myanmar's largest city, despite a ban on gatherings of more than four people imposed by the military. Roads and bridges leading into and through Yangon were blocked by cars with their hoods up, making them appear to have engine trouble, a new tactic employed by protesters to keep out police and military vehicles. Protesters have filled the streets of Myanmar's biggest cities every day since de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking government officials were detained in the February 1st coup. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will use his first ministerial meeting with NATO allies Wednesday to try to repair the frayed relationship, acknowledging longstanding ties were at times strained under former U.S. President Donald Trump. The change in tone and approach, as senior U.S. defense officials described it Tuesday, comes as the United States and NATO are starting down major decisions on force levels in Afghanistan and on how to best confront powers like Russia and China, which remain set on bending international norms in their favor. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday Russia needed to ensure that its parliamentary vote, scheduled for September, is free of foreign meddling. Following mass protests calling for the release of one of its fiercest critics, tens of thousands of people took to the streets last month to urge Russia to free Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny ahead of the September election. Via remote, this is VOA News. A court in Georgia was due to decide Wednesday whether to place one of the country's top opposition leaders in pretrial detention in a case denounced by the opposition as a political witch hunt. The move to arrest Nika Melia, chairman of the country's main opposition force, the United National Movement, risks further fueling the political crisis that has gripped Georgia following parliamentary elections in October. Melia's supporters have vowed to obstruct police if they move to arrest him. Prosecutors demanded his arrest last week after the 41-year-old refused to pay an increased bail fee. He faces up to 9 years behind bars if found guilty. Prime Minister Mario Draghi pledged Wednesday to use all means to fight the coronavirus pandemic that has devastated Italy and said it presented an opportunity for the country to rebuild as it did after World War II. In his first speech since taking office, the former European Central Bank chief listed the pandemic as his top priority of a long list of issues requiring urgent attention. Spain will administer AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine to people aged 44 to 55 in the next phase of the national inoculation plan, that according to the health ministry Wednesday. People under 60 with a high risk of serious COVID-19 infection will be vaccinated with shots produced by Pfizer and BioNTech and by Moderna, and those over 60 have been immunized, the ministry said. The Netherlands trails in the European Union vaccinations ranking despite its wealth and reputation for efficiency. Its vaccine has been hampered by poor planning and a conservative strategy that kept more than 40% of its vaccines in storage rather than in people's arms. The Netherlands has ordered 85 million doses from 8 drug makers and now aims to offer the entire population of 17 million a vaccine by the end of September. Gaza received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccines Wednesday after Israel approved the transfer through its border with the Hamas Islamist-run territory, Israeli and Palestinian officials said. The shipment sent to the Palestinian Authority from the occupied West Bank included 2,000 doses of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, enough to inoculate 1,000 people in a two-shot regimen. In the Philippines, Asia's largest Roman Catholic nation, priests sprinkled ash on the heads of devotees for Ash Wednesday. For those who could not go to church and to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, the church offered a blessed ashes to take home and mark their foreheads with a cross. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.